online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
There's going to be an independent review into NHS breast cancer screenings after 450,000 women weren't invited for checkups. Some are thought to have since developed the disease. The failures understood to be because of IT issues, which happened after 2009. The problem was discovered in January this year. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has been telling MPs about the estimated impact.
There may be between 135 and 270 women who had their lives shortened as a result.
KMFM News.
It's not yet known how a fire involving two houses near Sevenoaks started. Crews were called to Harrow Road in Knockholt just before nine this morning. They've now managed to surround the place. Two people have been treated for the effects of breathing in smoke. A dog's also been rescued and given oxygen before being taken to a vet. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see CCTV images of a man police are hunting following an alleged indecent act inside a shop in Tunbridge. It's said to have happened in a changing room at Peacock's on the High Street back in February. The suspect left the store without buying any of the clothes he's taken to try on. The HPV vaccine that's been given to girls for the past decade should also be given to boys to help protect them from cancer, according to a Kent MP. Sir Roger Gale says giving the jab to young men could also prevent them from developing forms of the disease and save money in the long run.
I think it comes down to a short-term desire not to face the reality. It doesn't take into account not only the treatment, but of course the social costs, the misery, the job loss, and all the other things that go with cancers. And it also flies in the face of the government's own cancer policy, which is to seek prevention.
A committee that advises the government on vaccines started looking into it in 2013, but still hasn't made a decision. A man's been arrested after being confronted by so-called paedophile hunters near Gravesend. The 27-year-old from New Ash Green was approached by a group in the village on Sunday afternoon. He's since been released pending further investigation. Facebook and YouTube have been rated as the sites where children are most likely to see extreme content, including violent, sexual or adult material. It's according to a survey of parents and young people by O2 and the NSPCC. Abby Gilgan from the charity says their research also shows one in four kids say a stranger's messaged them on social media.
We have been shocked by the number of young people who have been contacted by adults they don't know and just how young they are. But also some of the findings demonstrate that young people are seeing things that are particularly upsetting online as well.
Kent Police have launched a new fast-track scheme which could see you become a detective in just 2 years. You'll spend the first year learning the same skills as a uniformed officer. The second year will see you become a trainee detective working on cases in the county. You'll also need to pass an exam at the end of the course to be fully qualified. And a Kent Explorer has led a team of women to the top of the North Pole. Felicity Aston headed the crew of the Women's Euro-Arabian North Pole expedition. The trek set out to foster greater understanding between women from Western and Arabic cultures. She's been telling KMFM about her plans for the future.
I want to make sure that I sort of fully complete this project and get as much out of it as I can before I start focusing my energies on the next project. But there is so much out there that we don't know and that we still need to explore. So hopefully I get an opportunity to do that.
Sport. With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Liverpool fans travelling to Rome for tonight's Champions League semi-final are being urged to follow safety advice. Ollie's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
There were violent clashes ahead of last week's first leg against Roma at Anfield, which Liverpool won 5-2. Meanwhile, defending champions Real Madrid secured their place in the final with a 2-2 draw at home to Bayern Munich to progress 4-3 on aggregate. Staying with football, Ipswich United begin their National League playoff campaign away at Aldershot Town tonight. The Fleet are just 3 wins away from sealing promotion to the Football League for the first time in their history. Manager Darren McMahon admits there's no pressure on his side, but says they'll be going to the recreation ground to win.
It's just something that we're looking forward to, and I think, like you said, everyone is, all the fans, and no matter what happens now in these playoffs, I think for the full season to get where we are is a fantastic achievement, but when you're in it, you might as well try and win it. I think that's what we're trying to do.
And England's cricketers have gone to number one in the world in the latest one-day international rankings. Owen Morgan's side moved above India to top the standings for the first time since January 2013.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.